Welcome to Hull, Yorkshire's maritime city. My name is Dave Todd, and on behalf of the Hull Heritage Group, may I thank you for joining us on the introduction to the Hull Heritage Walk. Together with other members of the group, I'm really looking forward to showing you around this great city of ours. We hope you will take time out to visit one of the fine museums, or perhaps visit a hostelry you pass as you make your way around the town. Incidentally, we have a printed version of the walk if you prefer to read rather than listen. It has the same number of stages and covers the same route. If you prefer this, just enter Hull Heritage Walk into a search engine or go to our website www.visithull.org.uk. Okay, so let's get started with a little bit about Hull itself. It owes its existence to the monks of Mew, a Cistercian abbey about 6 miles north of here, founded in 1151. They developed the town of Wyke on Hull for the export of their woollen products. Hull was renamed King's Town upon Hull by Edward I in 1299. The name has changed over time to Kingston upon Hull, which incidentally is still its official title. Hull has a unique, well-preserved medieval street pattern, thanks largely to the ring of town docks built during the late 18th and the early 19th centuries, which follows the line of the former moat that lay outside the town walls. Now, before we get started, a little bit of safety information. I'm sure you're expecting that. Also, a few pointers on how to get the best out of the guide. During the walk, you will come up against some very busy roads. So to give you time to cross over, we will suggest you pause the guide. We will play about 15 seconds of seagulls squawking to give you time to do this. Also, throughout the walk, we will give you opportunity to pause the guide to take in a little bit more of the area that we're currently visiting. Again, to do this, we will play a little bit of squawking seagulls. This is what you should expect to hear. Enjoy. Just had a thought. You may hear squawks from real seagulls during the walk. I hope this doesn't confuse you. Now, we recommend you start the walk with stage 1 in Queen Victoria Square, but you can take the walk in any order you wish. Now, if you are starting the walk with stage 1, then please go to Queen Victoria Square, facing Hull City Hall with its imposing green copper dome and Corinthian columns. So, this is the end of the introduction. I do hope you'll join us again soon for at least one, if not all, of the stages. See you soon.